CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series. My name is Mary Kay Laferno. I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and custom e-learning development for corporations, governments, and nonprofits. Today, we've taken a break from our normal format where we look at learning management system implementations. In this edition, we're going to be talking with Stuart Campbell, Director of Software Engineering at CyberWorks, about his recent article, SCORM and the Learning Management System. Hi, Stuart. Well, it's great to have you here on the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast.
Oh, it's great to be here. How are you?
Very well, thank you. All right, let's get to it. I know you recently wrote an article, SCORM and the Learning Management System. So without getting too much into the piece, can you explain your approach to the article? I know that how a learning management system works with the SCORM course is a black hole for many folks in the e-learning space.
Well, my approach to the article was really to catch a wide variety of people. For example, I started off with trying to define some of the terms that we use and the general lingo as far as SCORM is concerned. For example, I try and define what the SCO is. Some people are not familiar with the term API. The SCO has a manifest, so what does that really mean? So try to just paint a broad brush of terms. And then looking from an admin's perspective, how do we actually go about installing this SCORM course? Your LMS should give you the ability to install the SCORM course and use the manifest to populate its database with. And then from a student perspective, and that's really where the main part of the article was, is the when a student fires up the course, what is actually the communication that's happening while that student is going through the lesson? For example, the course is going to have to initialize with the LMS and what it really does when it's initializing. And also the intermediary types of messaging that's going back and forward as the student is displaying slides from the course or taking the test. And then some of the intermediary messaging that's going on between the SCORM course and the LMS as the student is performing and going through the lesson. And finally, the finishing, what happens when the user shuts down between the LMS itself and the SCORM course. So really trying to hit multiple levels of individuals from an administrative perspective to a student perspective.
All right. Well, Stuart, that sounds really great. I know you're super, super busy, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Folks, please download Stuart's article and read it because there's a lot of great information in there. It's located in the CyberWorks Media Center under the e-learning articles section. Thanks for listening to our podcast today with Stuart Campbell, Director of Software Engineering here at CyberWorks, on our LMS e-learning implementation podcast series. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.